Welcome, welcome, welcome to Just Being Honest. How are you? How you doing? How's your Monday? Today, specifically on Facebook, everybody's bitching about Monday. Come on, it's just a fucking day. It's just another day. But put that aside. Put your problems aside for the next 30 or so minutes because you're with me now. All right? And I dropped the ball on making an official intro. And then I was busy this week, so I didn't get a chance. I didn't get a chance to get around to doing it. So hopefully I'm really going for next week. For next Monday, I'm going to try to have the intro done, and I'm going to try to get one of my buddies to do it, maybe, or anybody, really, a friend, guy, girl, doesn't matter, to have the intro for me, because it'd be a little lame if I introduced myself, right? I asked my buddy Joe, maybe I'll have him do it. I'll figure it out. You know what I wanted to do, though? I wanted to finish off the part two of, what's it called? Where is it? The 65 brutally honest questions you secretly want to ask on a first date. And you hear him? Yep, there he is, Samson. My co-host. He doesn't want to shut up today. But, all right, so last week I ended off on 36. So I'm going to fly through these because I got a couple other topics to talk about. Last week I ended on 37. Have you ever been arrested? No, 36, I mean. And today, all right, so I'm gonna try to fly through this. If anything, I might stop at 50 and just leave it at that. So let's see. All right, 37. Why did you break up with you? So these, yet again, these are questions you would secretly want to ask on a first date. Not that you would ask them, but you would secretly want to ask them. So, like last week, I'm giving you my my take on it as what, you know, if I would ever ask it, or if I ever have asked it. I'm having a problem again, just like last week. I can't say ask. Asked. All right, never mind. Anyways, all right, hold on. Let me fix this mic a little bit. I want to get a little more comfortable. Hold up. Hello, all right. So, I'm perfect. I'm comfy. Mr. Samson, relax yourself back there. Calm your shit. All right, so, why did you break up with, 37. Why did you break up with your last significant other? I would never ask that. and I guess I really wouldn't want to know either. So, for me, secretly, I wouldn't want to know that at all. 38. Why did your last significant other break up with you? Okay, here we go. No. Again, same for 37, 38. No, neither. Neither would I secretly want to know. I don't care. 30. Well, actually, I mean, you know, I guess if you're that type of guy where you're jealous of something like that, you may want to think of that. I used to be like that. I haven't been jealous in fucking, years now. I don't know. Okay, anyways, 39, how long did you date for? It depends. If you're bullshitting with the person and it's not, and it comes up sort of organically, it's not a bad question. But for first date, I don't know if I would want to ask the person, how long did you date, you know, your ex-boyfriend if you're a girl asking a guy how long you dated your ex-boyfriend for. I'm like, no, you don't want to ask that, at least not on the first date. 40, do you still love them? Holy shit. That's super weird. I mean, I guess secretly I would want to know, but I would never ask that. Yikes, that's a tough one. All right, 41. Have you ever been in love in the first place? That's appropriate for a first date. It's really not the worst thing. It's not like a horrible thing to ask. Would I ask it? Would I ever ask that on a first date? Have you ever been in love in the first place? Would I ask that? Yeah, I would ask that. I guess it's semi-important. Yeah, I have no problem with asking that. That's not crazy. 42. Are you pro-choice? I wouldn't ask any of these questions. Yet, especially not first. I mean, that's not even fifth date shit. That's like a little bit later. Depending, yet again, it's also dependent on the type of person you're set up with, or, you know, I'm assuming these questions are for possible blind date maybe or something like that, because it doesn't exactly state what exactly it is, just first date. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I would ask, are you pro-choice? Yeah, that's weird. Anyways, 43. What's the worst date you've ever been on? That's actually not a bad question to ask, because you can keep the ball rolling. You know, it's like the worst thing that could happen to you on any date is what's the word I'm looking for? Come on, Eric. Think. Brain work. Like uncomfortable and awkward silence. That's like, you know, it's clearly you're not hitting it off. If I've ever been on a date and there was ever awkward silence, I don't know. I immediately trigger in my head like, this isn't going to work. You know, I don't know. But that's just me. All right, moving on. What was that? What was the worst date you have been on? Yeah. So that, you know, that would shake it up, and you'd be able to ask more questions, I guess. All right, let's see. Has anyone close to you ever died? Never. I mean, never would I ever want to ask that on a first date. Nor would I ever ask that, actually. That's, I'm the type of guy, I don't pry into other people's, personal business. So if the girl I was on a date with wanted to tell me that, sure. But I wouldn't ask that. All right, moving on. Where are we? 45. How do you cope with death or grief? Yet again, no. So I'm just going to keep on going. I'm not asking that. 46. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? I don't know. I wouldn't ask that question. Some people most likely think of things like this and would want to know. I don't like to think even 5 years in advance. I guess for me, 5 years, I don't know. I would love for this podcast to be rocking out and awesome, and I would have a real studio to go to and shit like that. I don't know. But yet again, who the hell knows? 5 years is a long time. Anyways, all right, so moving on. I personally wouldn't ask that question. 47. Have you ever been in a serious relationship before? I don't know. I guess I would ask. I don't know. I personally wouldn't ask that. I wouldn't ask it. 48. Why not? That's going together with 47, so I'm just going to skip it. 49. What's the longest amount of time you've gone without being in a relationship? That's awkward. Secretly, I might want to know that. But I would never ask that. 50. Are you friends? Oh, okay. Are you friends with all your exes on Facebook? That's such a classic, like, girl thing to ask. No, I wouldn't ask that. I guess secretly I'd want to know, but I wouldn't ask it. 51. How frequently do you check your ex's social media accounts? Wow. I would never ask it, but I would definitely want to know, because that's just, there are so many girls out there. that do shit like that. I'm not really going to worry about time too much. You know what? I'm gonna keep going with these real quick just to finish them off. What was I at? 52. Oh, yeah. So 51, how frequently do you check your ex's social media accounts? Yeah. Yet again, I would secretly want to know. I wouldn't ask. But damn, if that was like a yes, I often do. Jesus Christ. I'd probably just get up and walk away, like walk out of the restaurant. Okay. Excuse me. 52. Do you still talk to them on the phone? Oh, my God. These questions are just back. Why don't you just mix them up? They're just back to back of like the similar same shit. All right. So 52 is, do you still talk to them on the phone? No, I wouldn't ask it. End the story. Secretly, what I want to know, I guess. Yeah, secretly, I'd want to know, I guess. 53. Is it out of the ordinary for them to like your Facebook statuses and vice versa? Boy, these are annoying now. This is actually getting annoying. Is it out of the ordinary? 53 is it out of the ordinary for them to like your Facebook statuses and vice versa? I'm not really a big social media person. I run a podcast show, and I barely even post shit for my own show. So for me, social media, my era, I'm an 85, baby. I don't immediately go directly to internet shit. Like, that's not where my brain is, on a first date. So, I wouldn't ask any of those questions. All right. 54. Tell me everything about your drinking and drug habits. Jesus Christ. Tell me everything about your you know what? I probably ask about drinking. Only because I've dated a couple of girls who drink and just don't know how to hang. They can't hang, and they act like a guy and they pretend like it hang and they really can't. And I'm not saying I can hang. I can't hang for shit. There's video proof of it that I can't hang. But I choose to not drink that much because I know I can't hang. So I don't pretend to be something I'm not. If that makes any sense. So, I might ask if, do you drink often? Anyways, all right. So moving on. 55. What memories have scarred you for life? Jesus Lord. Secretly, I'd want to know. Would I ask it? Never. 56. How close are you to your siblings? That's a really easy question to ask, I guess. I would ask that question. How close are you to your siblings? There's nothing wrong with that. I don't know why it would be a secret question you'd want to know. All right, 57. What's your relationship like with your parents? I would ask that. Yeah, why not? It's not the bad thing to ask. All right, 58. If I ever met your parents, are they going to be nice to me? Depending on how the date's going, maybe I'd ask that. God damn, I can't talk. If the date was going well, possibly I would ask that. But honestly, most parents like me. I mean, I'm awesome. 59. All right. There's only 65. So I'm almost there. What was that? 59. Do you call your mother without prompting? The fuck does that mean? What? Do you call your mother without prompting? I don't understand how they're phrasing that. Without prompting? What the fuck? What are they talking about? Do you call your mother without prompting? I don't know. It's a weird question. I wouldn't ask it. I don't know. It's strange. Anyways, moving on. 60. Five more left. Are you dating because you want to find love or because you're just afraid of being alone? That's secretly, I would want to know that. Would I ask it? No. But there are so many guys and girls out there. I'm not just ruling out chicks and saying chicks are only like this. There are so many dudes that don't want to be alone either, and they just won't say it. Are you dating? Yeah. Are you dating because you want to find love or because you are afraid of being alone? I wouldn't ask it on a first date. Secretly, I would want to know though. 61. If you could change anything about your personality, what would it be? I wouldn't ask that at all because I've never wanted to change anything in my life or like even physical features because I am who I am and I don't give a fuck what anybody else thinks. So I, yet again, personally, I would never ask that question because that's not, yet again, it's not in my brain to even think that way. 62. Are you going to pay for this date? wait, hold up. 62 is, are you going to pay for this date or should I have my wallet ready? What? Are you going to? Honestly, first date, I always pay, man. Sometimes it's misleading because I'm fucking half poor. But, I would never ask that. I'm hoping she would at least, you know, attempt to fake reach for her purse. But aside from that, no, I'm paying. 63. Are you just going to sleep with me and never call me again? I mean, I'm a dude. I guess I wouldn't really give a fuck. So that's a tough question for me to ask or answer because I'm a guy. I mean, don't get me wrong. I catch feelings, obviously. But, I would never ask that. Imagine asking that. Secretly, I guess I'd want to know, you know, if we're sticking with the topic of, you know, secret first date questions. First date questions you'd secretly want to know. Ask, I mean, fuck. I'd want to, but I would never. 64. Do you actually see yourself liking me? That's pretty funny. Do you actually see yourself liking me? Honestly, it's not the worst thing. I might have asked that before. I don't know. I'd ask it. It's not that bad. 65. How do you think this is going so far? I wouldn't ask it because you know what I mean? Like, you know how it's going clearly. So that's it. That's the end of that. So, those were the top 65. Hold up. Let me go back to it. I'm sorry. I just want to, make sure I say it exactly. That was the 65 brutally honest questions you secretly want to ask on a first date. Yet again, that was from, BuzzFeed.com. All right. What the hell did I want to talk about today? Yeah, so again, the intro, hopefully I'll have it next week. I'll have somebody, do the intro for me. And I'm not going to do a week-to-week thing. Excuse me. I'm not going to do a week-to-week, you know, different intro. I'm going to try to write it. I'm going to write the script, which I kind of have like half written already. I'm going to try to write the script where I don't have to leave it at... where I would have to change it week to week because I don't want to rely on someone, you know, having to come by. And what if they can't come by? I'm going to have to try to get someone else. So no. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to write out a good script that just gives you the basis of what you're going to listen to for my podcast. But I promise you I'm going to do it good. And also, like I said, I'm going to start mixing these a little bit more. You know, I want to sound good. I want to sound radio ready, if that makes any sense. Okay. You know, this is just two small things that bother me in fucking in movies. What pisses me off in certain movies is when the Secret Service guys, these guys who protect the fucking president of the United States, get killed so easily. It's like, these dudes are protecting the president, man. Like these guys are very trained. How are they getting killed so easily? It's that bothers me. What was that? Not London has fallen. Olympus has fallen. Of course, it was the one guy, you know, what was that, Gerard Butler? The one guy who kicked everyone's ass, but everybody else got dropped. And the other one with Jamie Foxx and Tatum, fucking Channing Tatum. Yeah, he wasn't even Secret Service, for crying out loud. He was, like, trying to be Secret Service, and the other Secret Service guys got eliminated instantly, and of course he's running around, and of course, why wouldn't he? I mean, I'm breaking balls, because in the end, it wouldn't be a fucking movie, right? Also, I was thinking about it, because recently I've been popping on DVDs, and remember how fucking long the beginning of movies were? Holy shit. Like, for instance, what was that movie with, what the hell is his name? Leonardo DiCaprio. Catch Me If You Can. Seriously, the opening of that movie with the arrows. Remember that? It was like the arrows going up, going down. And it was like all shit. Yo, seriously, that lasted for like, for real, like 5 minutes long. Which is long for a movie. That's like a YouTube tutorial to do some shit. Like, you know what I mean? I cannot believe how long. So now it's different. You know, now when you pop on a movie, usually it's, what's it called? It's, there's no openers. Oh, another one that's really, really long. Death at a Funeral, but the remake with, what's his name? Chris Rock, Martin Lawrence? Am I saying that right? I don't know why I can't think of his name, but you know what I'm talking about. Or if you don't, I don't know, look it up. That opening to that movie is incredibly long. Yet again, it's like another 5 minute. It's like 5 minutes. You're sitting there watching this thing like, oh my God, when the fuck is the movie going to start? Yeah, it popped into my head. I wrote it down. I was like, oh my God. You know what it is? I wanted to talk about Interstellar, okay? So for the longest time, ever, True Romance was like my all-time favorite movie. I mean, of course, it still is at the very, very top of the list. It's with I'm saying it's my favorite movie, and I can't think of who's in it. Nah, it's only because I'm just trying to think of the people now. Oh my God, he's from Cuffs. Christian Slater. So Christian Slater. I can't remember the chick's name. Oh my God. Boy. Oh my God. Wait. What the hell's her name? You know what? Hold up. I have to look it up. It's Arquette. I know it's I just can't remember her first name. Arquette. Patricia? Wait. Yeah, okay. Christian Slater, Patricia Arquette, Dennis Hopper, who played, what's his name? Christian Slater's father, Val Kilmer, Gary Oldman, Brad Pitt. And you know Brad Pitt, Pineapple Express with Seth Rogen and James Franco, that character, Saul, the stoner, is actually based off of Brad Pitt in that movie, because he was like that stoner dude on the couch and shit like that, man. It was awesome. So that's just a little, if you happen to not know that, but that's where that came from. That's where Saul, I forget his last name in the movie, if they even mention it. But James Franco's character is based off of Brad Pitt's character in True Romance. Also, Christopher Walken, and he was amazing in it. Who else? Who else was in that movie? There was so many actors. It was ridiculous. Who is this? Bronson? I don't even know who that is, to be honest with you. Bronson Pitchot? I don't know. He looks familiar. Samuel L. Jackson. He was in it for like 30 seconds, which was a funny part. Michael Rapaport. That's my boy. I like Red. He's such like a under. I don't know why I can't think of the word I'm looking for. Underrated. He's like such an underrated actor, Michael Rapaport. Who else is like? Oh yeah, James Gandolfini was in it. Who else was at least credible? This guy, Tom Sizemore, or Sizemore. I can never say his last name right. There were so many goddamn actors in this movie. Kevin. I can never say his name right. Kevin. I am so bad with last names. Kevin Corrigan. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Kevin Corrigan is how you pronounce it. That guy, Paul Ben Victor, you know him by face. There's still more. There really is still more. There's so many damn people. There were so many actors in this movie. It's ridiculous. All right, let me get back. So, recently, I've watched it months ago when it first came out. But Interstellar with, what's his name? Matthew McConaughey and Anne Hathaway. Seriously, those two in that movie specifically, it was just such an amazing acting. It really blew my mind. I couldn't believe how goddamn good that movie was. I'm not gonna go into the movie because I don't really, you know, I don't want to ruin it for people and shit. But it's finally, as of now, it really is like my top movie. What's her name was in it too? That smoking hot redheaded chick actually, Jessica Chastain or something like that. I think she was from Zero Dark Thirty. I think. Who else was in that? Oh yeah, John Lithgow. That was really like the main. Oh yeah, Wes Bentley, who played Doyle. I don't really like that guy that much though. and what was the other dude? Who's the other guy that was in the ship with them? Oh yeah, Matt Damon. Obviously, he was in it. Matt Damon was great in it. That's pretty much it. But if you haven't by now, how I'm looking at it is like Anne Hathaway is such a good actress, and I don't know how people don't see it, or some people obviously do, but she is such a goddamn good actress. It's ridiculous. And Matthew McConaughey, I mean, how do you not like Matthew McConaughey? Some people really don't like him, and it's like, dude, how do you not like Matthew McConaughey? He's fucking awesome. Because you know what it is? Space completely blows my mind. Like, the fact that we don't know much about it is what's so intriguing. I mean, I absolutely would love to be an explorer. Imagine going out into space. Holy shit. I've always said this, too. Like, my brother and I, like, always don't, you know, we don't see eye to eye. But I've always said he could have worked for NASA. What is going on here? Computer, relax. Stop. Okay. So, yeah, he could have worked for fucking NASA, son of a bitch. So, on the topic of if you've actually seen Interstellar, essentially Earth is dying, so we need to find a new world. That's really like the basis of it. But there's so much more. It's like an onion. There's just layer after layer after layer. It's great. So I wanted to talk also about, for instance, the apocalypse, or like an end of days, if you will. Hang on, I need a sip of a drink. Like, I love shit like that. Not a tragedy. You know, I don't want people fucking dying and shit. I don't want that, of course. But, like, being put in a situation where I have no choice. Like, I truly believe I'd survive in a situation if necessary. The reason being is that I've studied. I've done tests. I know how to purify water. I'm also confident in, like, my security strategies and, like, of course, like my offense. But that aside, you know what it is? Offensively, I would rock, like, the scariest looking shit for one thing. That's just off jump, the scariest looking shit you'd ever imagine. I'm a lefty, so my whole right side, I'm talking, like, from my ankle up to my shoulder, would be, like, plates that I would make with, like, spikes and shit coming off of it. So if I had to, like, you know, truck someone with my with my right shoulder, I mean, I'm destroying that person. And then whoever's on my left, I could blang, smash their fucking head open with a baseball bat or something. But that's neither here nor there. Where was I? Yeah, like I said, aside from that, though, like, making fire, stuff like that is, like, really, really ridiculously easy. Aside from, like, bow drills and shit like that, that you would have to make and literally make fire from scratch, which is, it's hard to a certain extent. If you know proper, like, what proper wood you're looking for, it's actually semi easy to make a fire with nothing. But I don't want to mislead anybody and think they could just go in their backyard and break off a branch and start rubbing it together and think they're going to get, like, fucking fire going, because it's not, obviously, it's not as easy as, you know, as that. But there are multiple ways without a lighter or a match or stuff like that, you know, in the beginning of an apocalypse scenario, to make fire without having to, without needing a lighter or something like that. Because, like, let's be real, like, even in an apocalyptic scenario, we would have a ridiculously easy way to use, like, a car battery or a fucking 9-volt battery, actually, and some steel wool. And many other things. What was I saying? I've said like 1,000 times. I'm hearing it in my head. I'm losing my mind. But for those who don't know, if you touch steel wool to the positive negative of, like, a 9-volt battery, literally a 9-volt battery, like, go out and pick up a pack of 9-volt batteries, because you're never going to need them, and store them in a drawer somewhere. If you just brush them together, it's almost like if you lit a match. Obviously, there's a little bit more to it. As you're doing it, you're going to see it sparking up. You just give it a couple of, like, blows, and it will spark up. And, of course, obviously have wood ready to go. But it's really, really easy. But back to purifying water. If you take a 5-gallon, like, plastic garbage can, like the ones outside, you know, for, you know, that you use for your garbage, and you poke some holes in the bottom of it, a decent amount, then fill the bottom of it with a layer of charcoal, then a layer of sand, then a layer of charcoal. You get it? You know, boom, 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 layer, 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 for about like 3 to 4 layers of each. So 3 layers of sand, 3 layers of charcoal, but obviously, you know, intertwined. The more you put, the more it filters, but at the same time, it takes longer to filter. So, like I said, like 3 to 4 layers is all you need. Boom. Pour some water down, and obviously have something to catch the water. Another can, bucket, whatever. Seriously, filthy water will come out the other end much clearer than you'd actually expect. You still have to boil it. You don't, I mean, not necessarily if you couldn't boil it, then there's nothing you could do. But realistically, what you're doing is you're filtering out the water. So it's going to come out, it's going to look a lot clearer, but it's still maybe like yellowish. I'm talking pouring like black water into it, almost. Like dark brown water. You pour it through, it will seriously come out the other end very clear. Like a yellowish tint will be there. Boil it, let it cool, and boom, drinkable. See, you learn shit on here. My point is that, I could survive under the right circumstances when it came down to it. And I'm just being honest with you. It's better to be prepared for the worst than have no idea what to do when the shit hits the fan. I sound like a conspiracy nut. But to be fair, some people just rather not know. Now that's being like really honest. I believe some people wouldn't want to know, and maybe it's subconsciously, but they couldn't live that way. You know the type of people I'm talking about. I mean, I'm not calling anybody out or anything like that, but let's be real. Some people couldn't live that way, being filthy and shit. I mean, I would lose my goddamn mind, especially not being, you know, not having running water. But some people just don't have it in them to have to fend for themselves and actually have to, like, fight off a potential, you know, attack. It's crazy. So, you know, having to survive is definitely not an easy thing to do. So it's not for everybody. I brought it to a dark tip for a second, right? basically saying that people would just give up. But it's true, you know. You might even be a type of person that would give up. But you won't admit it to yourself, obviously. But if you do study up or even research, like literally just research and like I'm talking YouTube research, like that's how simple it is. And do small little practices if you know, like small little tests and practices if you want. you'll really enjoy the cool and amazing shit you could really build. I'm talking from like, all right, this is from like the serious to the very minimal. So I'm talking from making like a windmill for power, which is actually fairly easy. To make a windmill, let's be realistic, it's not that hard to make a goddamn windmill. And I'm not going to go into the details because I'm already 37 minutes. So so from making windmills for power for your house to just using like a can of sardines, which sounds disgusting. And who really has cans of sardines in your house? But if you buy one can of sardines and you throw it in the back of your cupboard for ever until you actually need it. You take like a piece of rope, like a strand of rope from like a mop. You rip off like a strand of from a mop, and you dip that into the oils. Yeah, if you put that into the oils of the sardine can, and light, and you know, have obviously a piece of the wick sticking out of it, it will burn for hours. Like, Your house may stink and smell disgusting, or wherever you are may smell in that area, but in the end, you'll have light, you know? And it will keep you a little warm. But, oh my God, you have no idea how bad I want a workshop. Like, it's literally a dream of mine, and hopefully I'll make it a reality sooner or later. Because I'll be so goddamn crafty, and I'll have all the right tools for the job to be creative, and man, I really want a workshop so fucking bad. It's not even funny. It gets me like aggravated that the fact that I don't have a workshop. I would take a garage at this point just to be able to like tinker around in my workshop, building shit and running little tests and stuff like that. Because I need a workshop. It has to happen. But I'm running out of time here. If anybody has any cool crafty tips that you know, email in, you know, justbeinghonestpodcast@gmail.com. And let me know, and I'll for next week's episode or the following, whenever you listen to this and catch up or whatever, I'll look into it, make sure that you know, you're not giving me any bullshit. But if you have any like cool little tricks and tips and crafty ways to survive like an apocalyptic event, or for instance, to start a fire another way, whatever it is, email in, let me know. And I would love to hear them, honestly. And even if you have any links, Email in, shoot me off a link. I'll see it. I'll be excited to look at it. So email in, justbeinghonestpodcast@gmail.com, and I'll give it a look. So all right, that's the end of the show. 40 minutes. Look at that. So we're doing 30 or so for now on, because I haven't landed on 30 minutes in probably since I've started the show. So anyways, if again, email in, and hopefully by next week I'll have the intro up and running. This whole podcast is just it's slowly evolving. You see, I'm not sticking on one topic. I'm floating through. You get it. You know what I'm talking about here, all right? Okay. I'll see you guys later. Have a good Monday. Stop crying. It's just another damn day, all right? All right. So have a good Monday. Have a good week. I'll talk to you guys next week. See you later.